Hello, 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 beautiful people out there. Welcome to Let's Talk About It show. I am Zuko Stemela from MZ Graphics. Yep, that's me. So today, I have written a letter to our parents. Yes, on behalf of the South African youth and probably the whole wide world. I have written this letter and I want you to go through it with me and just listen to the stuff we are going through. The reason why I wrote this letter is because of how careless our parents treat us sometimes, how careless they use the words. Times have changed. We are a depressed youth. We are living in the most depressing times. I think it's time one should be more careful to what they say. The last thing you need is to find your child hanging themselves because of what you said. It's really not worth it.
Yeah,
let's be creative, you know what I mean?
Dear parents, I am writing this letter on behalf of the youth of South Africa and possibly the whole world. We know we are living in difficult times. The times we are living in are different from the times you grew up in. There are few things we would like to address and possibly for you to understand. We know we are a major disappointment into your lives. We understand that we are not the way you would like us to be. But understand this, the times have changed. What you expect from us is not what we want. What you would like us to be is not what we would like to be. The things you say to us when you are angry scar us, they break us, they tear our soul, they hurt really bad. We know you have your own expectations, you have dreams, you have a vision of how you would like us to be, and we tend to be the exact opposite. Yes, we drink a lot, we have our reasons, different reasons. Yes, we are not the best youth, but we are trying our best. Life is difficult out here. What they taught us in school does not happen in the real world, unfortunately. You see, when you have your own expectations without asking us what do we want, that's your first mistake. And when you expect too much from us, that is another mistake. The pressure you are putting us under. You see, now we make mistakes and we are scared to face the music because of the things you say to us. Sometimes we make mistakes and one would think that I would much rather die than going home and listening to my mother because they know what they have to say. Is this really how it's gonna be from now on? I think it's time you open your eyes, talk to us. If you are angry, I think it's better to shut up and talk to us when you are calm. Because depression is real. All we are asking for is to let us live our life. Guide us. Don't control us. Just give us guidance and wisdom. That's all we are asking for. We can see the disapprovals in your eyes without saying a word. We hear the things you are saying. You call us lazy, useless, all those hurtful words. Now, when things are not working out for us in the career we wanted, we cannot go home and get the comfort we need. We cannot go home to get a shoulder to cry on. Instead, we would much rather die. It is better to take a life. We feel useless, as you already said. There is no one want to hear the "I told you so" when things are bad out there. Maybe you did told me so, But what if things did work out? Were you going to say the same thing? Of course not. So we are humbly asking you to let us live our lives. We are a free generation. We are a depressed generation. All we need is your understanding. Try to talk to us. We love you guys. But the things you are saying to us are the reason we take our lives away. Try to think about this. Yours truly, humble youth of the whole wide world. Yep, that is our letter, my letter to the parents. Guys, just understand that we are trying our best to make everyone with depression feel wanted, needed. The last thing you want to do is to break them with what you say. Words can be hurtful, especially when they coming from a parent. The main reason I wrote this is because I have experienced this, and just a few weeks ago I saw some post on Facebook about someone who has taken their life away, not because they could not find a job, but because of what his parents was saying. After he had failed, I think, more than 3 years trying to find a job, so he was hurt deeply. You must know that this person is depressed, and now you are making it worse by telling him that he is lazy and all those hurtful words that he doesn't want to hear. This is no time for that. It's no time to be pointing fingers. Times are tough, and that's it. It's not our fault that it's like this. Thank you for listening. We'll see you on the next one. Take care.
Let's talk about love. Let's talk about us. Let's talk about Jesus. Let's talk about now. Let's talk about forever, man. Let's talk about unity. Let's talk about kings. Let's talk about people. Can we talk about lies? Let's talk about lies. Let's talk about life, man. Let's talk about gold. Let's talk about not now. Let's talk about hope. Let's talk about things. Can we talk about priorities?